The Lone Explorer Meditation. After a few minutes of mindfulness meditation, begin to imagine that you are traveling with a group of explorers in the desert, riding camels towards a large oasis up ahead. As you reach the oasis, like everyone else, you dismount from your camel. The others immediately approach the central pool and begin washing up and quenching their thirst with handfuls of water. While your fellow explorers mingle by the pool, you become curious and contain your immediate desire to refresh yourself. You begin to follow a path through the palm trees, up a narrow path, and down the other side. To your surprise and delight, you come across a beautiful, isolated pool. You marvel at the waterfalls cascading down the rock and emptying into this pool. You dip your hand in the clear water that has been cooled by the shade of the many palm trees surrounding it. And you experience yourself drinking your fill of sparkling water. At the far edge of the pool, you spot a carpet of lush green grass. You amble over to it and lie down, resting yourself and feeling your body rejuvenate. You're glad that your curiosity and patience has led you to a cooler, more wonderful pool than the first one. You feel nourished and relaxed. And you rest here, alone yet feeling nourished and deeply connected to your core self. After a time, you notice that there's a cool, moist breeze flowing across your face and hair. You recognize that it's time to rejoin your party of explorers, so you arise and slowly walk back over the hill towards the main pool. As you descend the hill and rejoin the group, your mind is clear and focused. When you're lying by the pool in your imagination, allow any images to arise. Note them and explore them after you've completed your meditation. Perhaps writing about them in your mindfulness journal. All of us have within us a reservoir of untapped creativity, but the pathway to it escapes our notice if we don't let go of our fear and resentments and take our first steps into the mysterious forest, trusting that we'll find the footpath to something new and rewarding. If we can surrender to the process, we can move forth with enthusiasm and curiosity. Whenever you've been taken advantage of or harmed in some way, it's only natural to be reactive and to feel angry and betrayed. Thoughts of revenge may begin to formulate in your mind's eye, like gathering storm clouds before you exercise wise effort, letting go of bad intent and working to regain your sense of equanimity. Focusing on convincing others that what they did was wrong and that they should apologize and make amends usually leads to further suffering. If the person didn't have wise intention and either didn't care if you got hurt or actually wanted to hurt you, recognize that you probably have very little power to change people's attitudes and make them behave more compassionately towards you. let go of the need to control the other person. If this person's behavior was rooted in carelessness, you're far more likely to influence the person when you exercise wise view, wise intention, wise speech, and wise effort. Remember, you can't control others, but you can control yourself by controlling your thoughts. Once you've truly accepted this view of wise mind, you'll feel both liberated from suffering and empowered to take charge of your life and move forward into creating a new mandala of life's experience.